How can you, as a frontline leader, develop a curiosity and experimentation mindset? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, I want to just talk about your mindset as a leader. Do you think in terms of curiousness and experimentation, or do you tend to be too rigid and narrow in your thinking? Now, one of the expressions I like is be curious, not furious. Because sometimes people get very judgmental and they close themselves off from possibilities and from future excellence. And if you're going to deal with being curious, it probably relates to a few different areas. The first area is when things are changing. So when changes get implemented, of course, is if you don't have a curious and experimentation mindset, you're going to be tending to say, oh, that change will never work. That's just not going to happen. There's so many problems with this. And your team can start to pick up on that negative vibe. What if instead, when it comes to change, you just kind of are thinking like, well, how could we make this work? Maybe, you know, how could we change it to make it more successful going forward? How could we experiment with this to see if it will work and get that mindset of experimentation going with your team? Now, the second area that you could be more curious and experimentation mindset oriented would be around people behavior. After all, when people act a certain way, many leaders get personally offended that the person would do that. You know, how dare they do that? And it's kind of like when somebody cuts you off in traffic and you go, jerk, but maybe they were just in a hurry. So when it comes to people behavior, your curiosity would show up in ways like, I wonder why that person isn't meeting my expectations. I wonder what coaching or training I could offer to help them be more successful. I wonder, you know, how I can get them back on track. Experimentation means that, hey, I might not know at first if this is a training issue or if this is a checklist issue or if this is that they just need to be told to smarten up and get better going forward. So having that curiosity mindset can help with people behaviors. Another area is conflict. I mean, conflicts happen, and if you have a curious mindset, you might be thinking to yourself, hey, how can we resolve this in the future? How could we come up with a solution? How could we resolve this going forward? And experimentation would just say, I might not be able to fix this in one shot. What could I try first? And if that doesn't work, what could I try second and third to try to get people back on the same page? And perhaps the fourth and a final area that you could bring curiosity and experimentation to would just be leadership in general. You know, even though I've been in the business for more than 26 years of training leaders, I still view leadership as an ongoing experiment. After all, even the academics agree there isn't just one checklist or formula for good leadership. So it's always a bit of an experiment. What if your curiosity was around the areas of how could I become a better leader? How could I work on myself to be better tomorrow than I am today? Or how am I to be better next year than I am this year? And if you have an experimentation mindset, you'd say, hey, instead of me just doing everything that feels comfortable that I'm used to, maybe I should just try some different things and see how it works. So if you bring that curious and experimentation mindset, you can do it to change, you can do it to people behavior, you can do it with conflict, and you can do it with leadership. And if you get that mindset, you're going to want to continue to work on your leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by connecting with us on our website. We do on-site workshops and public workshops, and we have tons of resources that can help you on your leadership journey. Just reach out to us at uniquedevelopment.com or connect on one of the social media platforms or subscribe to these podcasts on Apple iTunes, on Stitcher, or on Google Play. No matter how you connect with us, I look forward to being your partner on making you a more effective frontline leader.